Good morning. Perhaps a couple of slick spots out there early this morning with the moisture from yesterday's light snow showers refreezing overnight as temperatures drop back into the 20s and lower 30s, but this should not be a widespread problem across the region. Still, temperatures will climb today past freezing and into the middle and upper 30s on average, even some lower 40s across southern areas, and we will see a little bit of sunshine in these locations, although clouds should win out as a weak disturbance heads our way from the Great Lakes. This disturbance is moisture starved and should only produce a few light rain or snow showers during the afternoon and evening hours. Temperatures, again, will top out mainly in the upper 30s. For tonight, skies will become mostly clear overnight and it will be seasonably cold back down into the 20s and even some teens across the higher terrain. Another weak disturbance will head our way for the day tomorrow. As a result, mostly cloudy skies again, but nothing more than a few flurries and snow showers as temperatures again climb into the upper 30s to around 40 degrees. High pressure will keep it mainly dry during the day on Friday, although clouds will be on the increase. It'll be colder with temperatures in the lower to mid-30s for highs. And then as that disturbance approaches from the west, yet another one, we'll see another chance of rain and snow showers Friday night and into the day on Saturday. Otherwise, Saturday will start off mostly cloudy with temperatures making it into the upper 30s again. A warming trend as we head through the weekend with milder air coming in on Sunday, especially readings in the mid-40s. There is the chance of rain showers and generally dry and seasonably mild temperatures on Monday and Tuesday in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an array of watches and warnings have been issued for the Northwest as a series of strong storm systems will begin to impact the region today, bringing very heavy rainfall. Flood watches are out as 12 to 20 inches of rain is possible across the coastal mountains, as well as up to 8 inches of rain for the inland valleys. Small stream flooding and mudslides are possible with the heavy rain. And strong winds could lead to power outages in some areas as winds could gust up to 60 miles per hour. High wind warnings are also in effect. Across the higher terrain, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued as snow could add up to as much as 1 to 2 feet in the Siskiyous. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wattisham, United Kingdom at 9:42 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at Kashmar, Iran at 5 a.m. this morning. There was one daily record high set across the U.S. yesterday at Sierra Vista, Arizona. It was 79 degrees, and this breaks the old record set in 1998 by 1 degree. There were 4 daily record lows. At Dover, Maine, it was 1 below zero, and this is 3 degrees colder than the old record that was set in 1978. At Mount Washington this morning, 20 miles visibility, cloudy skies with light snow and 7 degrees with a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 15 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 27 degrees, the dew point 26, 96% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.23 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Phoenix and Gila Bend, both in Arizona, to a low of 7 below zero at Wakefield, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-40s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo snow showers with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 36 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 30, that's 6 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of precipitation yesterday for the month, 86 hundredths, which is 2.11 inches below normal, and 32.93 inches for the year, which is 3.17 inches of precipitation below normal. There was a trace of snow yesterday. 35 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 707 and 1193 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high, 68, set in 1990, and the record low, 6 above zero in 1951. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the teens. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy with light snow tonight, around an inch downwind of Lake Ontario, and lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy, flurries, and snow showers around today with highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few snow showers, upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Friday, lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday with rain and snow showers, upper 30s Saturday, mid-40s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.